Rich, it's a win for Yorkshire by 17 runs on the Duckworth Lewis method, I think, and probably a bit of a damp squib for your 100th appearance, but 3 wickets for you as well.
Yeah, good day, proud day really. You know, I've been known for one day cricket, and to get 200 is pleasing. So, and you know, we've won. It doesn't matter how we win, but we've won. So, you know, it's a bit topped off a nice day.
And 3 wickets as well, you bowl well?
Yeah, bowl well. Important that me and Rash, senior bowlers, bowl well today with a young side. And I thought we both, you know, stood up to the task really, and got us through.
Have you been counting the appearances and counting them through the 90s, or did somebody else have to tell you?
I think my mum told me. No, I didn't know till last week really. I was late 90s, but you know, it's pleasing to get 200.
Yourself got 3 wickets, but Ian Wardlaw as well got 3 for 39, career best figures for him. He was bowling well too.
Yeah, it is. It's important we got wickets up front. We struggled with that in recent games, and we've always been chasing the games from there. So we're getting a few wickets up front. You know, it puts us in a better position, and you could see there that, you know, once we got on top, that we could tie it down with Rash in the middle.
And Duckworth Lewis is sometimes a bit unsatisfactory, but Yorkshire were well on the way to a win there anyway, weren't they, with Andrew Gale and Adam Lyth batting well?
Yeah, both played really well, and you know, we probably needed this as well with 2020 next week. Just give us a little bit of momentum moving into that now.
You could be classed as a veteran now with 100 caps under your belt, but you're playing with a few youngsters out there. What's that like?
I did feel old, yeah. Especially when you got a 15-year-old playing. But you know, it's good. I enjoyed the responsibility, and the young lads have done really well, to be fair. You know, results haven't gone for us the last few weeks, but getting this win today, it's a big thing for the young side.
And they're learning a lot on the way, aren't they?
They are, yeah. You know, we've only had 5 bowls today, so they had to get through most of the overs, and you know, they'll learn a lot from it.
Unfair question, but is there one of them that's impressed you more than the rest?
They've all done well. I mean, you've got to look at Fish. You know, he's 15-year-old, and the way he came back today after, you know, his first 2 overs went for 20-odd, is, you know, it shows he's got a strong character as well.
You got another man in the side as well, just been called up by England for the T20s. Been on the cards for a while, hasn't it? But he's playing well and deserves that.
Does is, you know, we've seen him play now for a few years, and he's as good as anyone we've seen striking a ball, so we knew it were going to come, and I hope he does well because he's a good lad with it as well.
Do you think this is the start of something quite big for Gary Barnes? I mean, it's obviously his first cap. It's almost like a B team playing for England, but it's a real chance for him, isn't it?
It is. I think even with a full side, he'd be there and thereabouts because he's impressed that much, and he had a good winter with the Lions as well, so we all know how good he is, and I'm sure he'll do very well.